We're being joined now by Twin Cedars baseball coach Dan Adrian as the Sabres get a look to start their season a little bit here in the next week or so. Dan, good to talk to you as you're a first-year coach for the Sabres. I guess kind of tell us how were able to become the coach at Twin Cedars.
Well, I've been coaching for probably 35 years or so, you know, Little League, Babe Ruth, high school, football, all sorts of sports and stuff. And this year, Mark Ford, he was the head football coach this year, and he wanted me to be his assistant. So I signed up for that and ended up getting a junior high coaching job for football and an assistant for Mark at the varsity level. And started out there, and then after our banquet on the football banquet, they said they was looking for a baseball coach, and I thought I'd give it a try. I haven't coached high school baseball. I've coached at a lot of levels, but not high school, so I thought I'd give it a try, see how it goes.
How has the first few weeks of practice gone for you and the guys?
Well, we got a good core of boys there that got some pretty good experience, and it's been going pretty well. We've had, small school. It takes a little bit to get used to that with lesser kids, but it's been a challenge, I should say, for me, just getting baseball back in my mindset from doing football the last 15, 20 years. Haven't done a whole lot of baseball since my kid graduated out of Babe Ruth. So it's been a little bit of a challenge to me, but I've been taking it on, and I've had a lot of help with my assistant over there. So it's been a good stretch here the last couple, 3 weeks. We actually started back in February, like everybody probably does with the pitching and stuff. So we've been going for quite a while now, seems like. We're ready for some games, I can tell you that.
Well, let's talk about some of your players. If I remember last year, it was kind of a up and down season when Twin Cedars was playing well. They were pretty competitive with just about anybody. What's the makeup of your team this year so far? And I know you haven't really have starting lineup yet, but just kind of the makeup of what you got coming back.
Well, we got a couple seniors, or we actually got four seniors. A couple of them didn't play much the last few years, but they're coming out this year. But we got Dallas Smith. He plays center field. He was a pretty important part of the last year's team. Good base runner, good hitter. Batted over 400, 450, somewhere in there. Him and then there's a couple, three juniors this year. They were sophomores last year on the team that contributed quite a bit with Holden Roberts and Gavin Clark. And a couple of them boys played quite a bit last year. So we're looking for some good things out of them this year. And then there's some younger boys that also played a lot, sophomores, or freshmen, I should say, last year. A couple of them also. So Brandon Pierre and Brock Misetic. Anyway, those two guys have been contributing since last year, and they're looking pretty solid this year. So we got a pretty good core of kids, and then there's always the four or five others that are working hard to get on a spot. So I think we got some pretty good things going on right now. We got a senior pitcher, couple coming back. He was off last year, I guess, but he's coming back this year. Reed McElroy, he's got a pretty good arm on him, pretty solid kid, and some other pitchers. So I think it's going to be fun to see where we're at right now as far as a team and build from that.
Talking to Dan Adrian, Twin Cedars baseball coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on 92.1 KVLS. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Let's talk about your background. I understand you have some relation over in Pleasantville of the current coach over there now.
Well, that's right. Luke is my nephew. His brother or my brother Gary, that's his son, and Robbie is helping Luke this year. That's my other nephew. It's my brother Tom's son, and his son, I guess Zeb, is helping as well. So there's a core of them over there working. So looks like they got a good bunch of kids there to work with too. So looks like they're gonna have a pretty good year coming up. Seems to me like talking to them anyway. So.
What are some goals or expectations you've laid out for your team this year, and what do you expect, you know, at the end of the summer?
Well, of course, everybody wants to get in the state tournament and compete in that, you know, and there's seniors here that this is their last chance at doing something like that. So we haven't talked much about it yet. We're still kind of putting things together, but that would be the goal we would be striving for, and, you know, do well. I guess back in 2013 or whatever, they went undefeated and won the state tournament here in the Twin Cities. So they've had some success in the past. That's not an easy chore to do there. So, you know, it'd be nice if we could just get recognized and do some good, but we'll see how it goes. We got a lot of boys wanting to step up this year, it seems like, so I'm excited to see how it goes. First game coming up on Monday.
And obviously, you know, what are you looking for on, say, Monday in your first game from your guys? You know, first time hitting live, you know, here it is. This is your first game. Go to it, guys.
Yeah, I'm we first of all hope our pitchers are ready to go. I don't want to pitch anybody a whole lot, you know. We're going to try to get through this with, you know, so we can still have them all eligible by the end of the week, since we got four games next week. So see how that goes as far as the pitching goes. Batting wise, I think we've got a lot of pretty good sticks on the team. These guys have been batting since February as well, pretty much, and they go over and see a guy and across the state here and do batting once a week. They've been doing that all winter and spring. So I think that's going to be a good thing for us when them boys start turning the bats loose. We had a little scrimmage last night, and I was pretty happy how it went with the bats. Pretty impressed. So we'll see how that goes. You know, it's always good to see a different pitcher instead of the same old guys you swing against all year, you know. So that'll be interesting to find out. It's a lot of new things coming up, so we're going to see what's going on. We got, like I said, we got four games next week. We don't play Wednesday, but we got, I'm sure a lot of teams are doing that now. This is all kind of new to me. Back when I played and when my kids played a few years back, wasn't there as many games they got going on now. It didn't seem like you got to have a lot of pitchers. So.
All right. Well, yep. Yeah. Well, best of luck to you, and we will talk to you out throughout the season.
All right. Thank you, sir.
That's Dan Andrian, Twin Cedars baseball coach. More of today's Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on 92.1 KRLS.